Now, all throughout his ministry, Christ sought out those in need of salvation, those who were far from God. That was his apostolate, his mission, to bring salvation to those held captive by sin and despair. Though our Lord no longer walks this earth with us now as he once did, he still comes to seek and save what is lost. By no means is his mission ended. As we know, or should, he now continues his saving mission through his church, the people of God. We are called to bring Christ to others, to seek and save what was lost, to continue his mission of salvation down through the ages. As St. Teresa of Avila once wrote, "Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours." There is, however, a common but false mentality into which we can easily fall, that people are, quote-unquote, okay where they're at. But that is not the mentality of Christ. I mean, otherwise, he would have ignored Zacchaeus in that tree. We are meant to bring those who are far from God back into his fold, to either rekindle or have them begin a relationship with him. To use the language of the church, we need to have a zealus animarum, a zeal for souls. We as Catholics are meant to evangelize, to preach the gospel to others. We are meant, with God's help, to seek and save what was lost, to help save souls from hell. My mom didn't just pass off my godmother's comment, which would have been the easy thing to do. She spoke up in defense of the church in the hope of saving my godmother's soul. It didn't take any real effort, but perhaps an initial courage by her. For us, too, evangelization comes in many different forms. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean traveling to a foreign country to do mission work or even going door to door, though these methods, of course, are wonderful and important. Instead, evangelization needs to happen in very simple ways, in everyday life, all with the intention to seek and save what was lost. Now, I don't know about you, but I have not met in person yet the Holy Family, so I've never met a perfect family. Many of us who are from Catholic families have fallen away Catholics in them now. When was the last time we invited a fallen away member of our family back to church? When was the last time we invited someone back to Mass who hasn't made a regular appearance since the virus? When was the last time we invited back that family member who was angry at the church for X, Y, or Z?